For the second time in a month, the prime minister of one of Europe's largest economies has resigned. First, it was Boris Johnson in the UK, and now Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi has resigned at a critical moment for the country's politics and its economy. NPR's Adam Rainey joins us now. He is just outside the prime minister's palace in Rome. Adam, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So there was a lot of optimism when Mario Draghi took power. People thought he might be able to get a lot of things done. Why did his government collapse?
Well, in simple terms, he's a much better central banker and administrator, and even perhaps at running the operations of government than he is a political manager. He just couldn't keep this diverse coalition together. And as elections grew closer, they were planned for next year, and different political forces were building up pressure as these parties who don't really get along were still in government together. He couldn't hold back the dam. It broke. There was disagreement. He won a confidence vote last week, but one of the key members didn't take part. And then yesterday he won another one, but now three parties didn't take part. And it was just untenable for him to continue like that. He really had no political support in his own government.
The dam broke at a precarious moment in Europe. Inflation is up. Energy is scarce. Russia still at war in Ukraine. What are Italians making of all this tumult?
Most people I speak to, almost to a person, are really disappointed. Some of them even go as far to call these politicians in parliament clowns or to say they're ashamed. You had 2,000 mayors across the country publicly say, come out and sign a pledge saying they support Draghi and his government because it's not the right time to have elections. They think inflation, the ongoing war in Ukraine, a war that Draghi himself has been one of the leading voices in Europe in supporting Kiev and the president there. All these issues and an ongoing punishing drought in the north of the country, these are big issues, but especially inflation. Italians are hurting like many Americans are from rising prices. So most people I've spoken to are extremely disappointed.
Bloomberg says that the next government will be Italy's 68th in just over 75 years. This will be the seventh new prime minister in a decade. Is there something about Italy's political structure or systems that lends itself to turnover like this?
Well, you know, Italians, when they gather and talk about it, they usually tell you they have an irresponsible political class. Now, a lot of us criticize our politicians in our home countries. The politicians here, though, say this is a vibrant democracy, and you know, we express the will of the people, and this is just how it works. So we see it as this kind of revolving door, but the political class here says, well, you know, it's messy in a democratic government, you know.
So what's next, and who might benefit politically from all this chaos and change?
Well, just a few moments ago, the president gave a speech saying he's dissolving parliament and elections will be held by the end of September. What looks likely is the leading party right now in the polls, the far right-wing Brothers of Italy party, might win the most seats of any other party. That doesn't mean a majority, but they could be a powerful force in the months to come in Italy.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. NPR's Adam Rainey reporting from Rome. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.